With redistricting, Southeast will have less representation than before. What would you do to ensure that we are fairly represented on the state level? And we start with Jonathan.
With redistricting, I think the best response to redistricting is to approach the premise of redistricting. Southeast Alaska is losing population or staying static. And so the premise is that we're staying the same while the rest of the state is growing. So the question is, why can Southeast Alaska also not grow? I mean, why can't we grow into the future? And so I think that's, when we address the question of redistricting, we should be talking about what can we do as a region to move our region forward so that we don't lose representation in the future. So I think it's important to question the premise and try to attack the premise to make sure that this isn't an issue in the future. And that gets back to jobs, protecting the state's revenue, and reinvesting that money in infrastructure in Alaska. But for the next 10 years, we are stuck with one less representative and one less senator. And I think, if anything, that means every representative in Alaska has to work twice as hard. Every representative of Southeast has to work twice as hard to represent this region. And I deeply, deeply believe in the value of a work ethic and hard work. And that means, I mean, I've been knocking on doors throughout the region. I'll be knocking on every door of every state bureaucrat and administrator to make sure that Southeast Alaska projects are well represented. There's a grant application, and that means writing every letter, making every phone call, attending every meeting. Relentless, relentless energy and boostering of Southeast Alaska priorities and projects. So I think the answer is, if anything, we need more hard work in the legislature on behalf of the Southeast Alaska legislative delegation. And I think there's a universal value in hard work no matter what it is, whether it's a small business or in school or in the legislature. But if you show a tenacious work ethic, you get results. And that would be my intention in the state legislature.
Thank you. Redistricting, we did lose one senator, one House member, and that's going to create a problem with us in Southeast. That one seat, one senator is going to the Mat-Su Valley. Even today, they have about 30,000 people more than we do in the valley there. I am the co-chair of finance because I have had strong work ethics. I have excellent staff. I have six staff that work for me, so I became the co-chair of finance. And we go forward. We go in the building at 7 in the morning. We leave 9 at night. We don't leave until our work is done. I've got, we call it, confidence of my peers to be the co-chair. In a short mere time of two terms, I was on finance. There are people that could serve 12, 14 years and not achieve that level, let alone to be co-chair. Sitka is fortunate. You have a co-chair in the Senate, and you possibly could have one in the co-chair in the House. Now, I talked to the Speaker, and he told me that they ran a poll, and it looks like I'll be reassured that I'll be the co-chair of finance again, which is good. And one thing I'm going to point out is that it looks like from their polling and other independent polls, there may be a supermajority of Republicans with a super minority of D's, which means that when you have more majority members, they want to take all the committees. And you can't say no to this table because they're all the majority and try to give the seats away to other people. And, you know, so with me being in finance, being the co-chair, you have the leadership, the seniority, and the experience there to help. My good working relationship with your senator, which we've worked for 6 years in protecting capital projects and issues that we put into the budget, has been very good, and I will look forward to continue to work with that relationship with Senator Stedman or Senator Kukes. We either one. I've known Albert for 50 years since we played basketball against each other in high school, so was that a stop?